You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? We got to the Lions earlier. We talked about Friday Night Football. And yes, U of M and checking in with fans on where they're at with their team. It's been a really uneven week because of the Tigers and the Magic and the playoffs. And we're going to mix them in too. We're not getting to this. But Rico, I don't know if you've seen the newspapers. The Diddy stuff's getting even weirder. And I'll leave it there.
I have not.
I will leave it there.
Do I want to even search this?
You do.
On the private computer?
No. There's nothing like that. I'm saying the reports today are bleeps about to hit the fan in the A-list community. And we'll leave it there.
You know what?
Let's just say there's Diddy, a tape, and an A-lister who's mortified.
Shout out Cat Williams, who predicted all of this.
We're not getting to it.
Cat said a whole bunch of stuff's going to get exposed this year.
It's getting crazier.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get back to the Michigan calls, I want to ask Tiger fans a question. Now, we wanted Houston. We got Houston. We picked you to beat Houston. We beat Houston. I think you're going to beat the Guardians in four. My question is, with the Tigers, have you gone from hope phase or enjoy ride phase to expectation? Because you not only got in, you won the wild card series. You are an even money shot here. Basically a 50-50 coin flip against a divisional rival who, it's not the most meaningful thing, relevant thing, because who you were the whole year versus who you were the last 6 weeks, two completely different ball clubs. But you played the Guardians fine enough. I think you went 6-7. I want to know if you're going from hope to expectation. Like, I expect you to beat the Guardians. I think you match up pretty good. I think the 5-game set is probably the limiter for this style of baseball. I just have a hard time in a 7-game series. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, you're not wrong. You're not bad. But I think it's natural, Rico, when your team wins a series and like you're in the mix now. I feel like it's okay to go to expectation. Like, yeah, I expect to win this series versus, golly gee, this is magical. No, I actually think you might just be better than the Guardians. So I wanted to mix that in.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you can split and come back here to Detroit 1-1, that's your advantage, because I think that the crowd showing up, it'll be sold out Comerica Park. You can close this thing out in game four.
Oh, listen. If the Guardians don't get game one of this series, it's over. Because I won't pick anyone to beat Scooble. And if you got to come back here, this place will be a snake pit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm with you. 248-539-9797. Wanted to mix in a little Tigers. Tomorrow it all begins. ALDS, game one. I got Tigers in four. I'm not being flippant about it. I just think it's a good matchup for you. It's a familiar foe. They have major weaknesses. And why not?
That's stuff.
Basically, and stuff. And Bo Brisky's Mariano Rivera. 248-539-9797. We will get to the people in a second. David, hope versus expectation with the Tigers, and then some ticket texts, and we'll get to the Michigan callers and Tiger callers if they want to participate.
No, the minute they made it to the divisional round, expectations went into my head. You cannot lose the divisional round. You have to make it to at least the ALCS. So, no, I mean, yeah, sure, the ride is great, but you made it out of the wild card round. Now you have something to do. You have to accomplish that, in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you still got a ways to go. It's not mission accomplished. But, yeah, I do think that with game 3 and 4 here, split, and then put all the pressure, because Cleveland's going to see exactly what happened to Houston and say, we don't want that to happen to us. Good Lord, this team just can't. They're the luckiest team in the world. I don't care. But I think this is a series you can win.
Ticket text. No expectations, just truly enjoying the ride. Expectations are for next year. I'm going to enjoy the ride right now. Can't add expectations for this year. Otherwise, it'll lose the flavor for me when I watch. Someone else says, no, I have expectations. They must make it to the World Series. Ooh, wow. Expectations are for next year. I'll wait till November to start those for next year. Okay. Regarding Michigan, somebody says, Michigan fan here, hope we get mollywopped. We keep winning, keeps people thinking there's nothing wrong. Still hoping for no more than 6 wins. We need change.
Oh, my God.
That's an amazing
text. You just had
right
change.
There.
You want more change?
Wow.
Apparently so.
Jeez.
Well, you going to take the coach? You going to take Jed Fish and bring him back?
Tough crowd.
Someone says, I don't know enough about baseball, but I'm enjoying the Tigers' run. I'm just happy for the team and the city, the Detroit area.
There you go. Okay. A real man of the community. Let's go to John out in Southfield, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday, Rico.
Hey, John.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So can a Husky alum get in on the conversation? Because as much as I would like you guys, you to be right, Mike, I think the Huskies are going to lose. I just think Michigan, their edge rushers are going to get to Will Rogers on multiple occasions. I think that's how UW has to win the game. To the contrary, I think Michigan can win the game on the ground, and I just don't see it. I think UW, just their infrastructure, their line, their special teams, they're just not going to win. I think if Michigan loses, I think that means either Will Rogers has played out of his mind, mm-hmm. or Michigan is not good and their coaching staff needs to be questioned.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty blunt conclusion. Yeah, I mean, John, look, I think the other thing people don't give credit for is that Washington's actually been decently balanced. I mean, their running attack looks good. I don't know, man. I just think it's super weird that you're not favored in this game, and it makes me...
I'm surprised that we are. I might put some money on that game. I mean, I watched both games. I mean, Rutgers ran for almost 200 yards against UW last week, and I'm not impressed. Like I said, I'm a UW alum who grew up in Michigan, who lives in Michigan, and yeah. I haven't been at all impressed with UW this year. I wanted them to be ranked in the top 25. I thought we were being disrespected by not being ranked in the top 25 to start the season, but after watching them play, I don't think they're a top 25 team. And that's
why you blew the game last week.
Quick.
Yeah, if you played at Rutgers game the same way 100 times, I think UW wins at 90. You absolutely blew that game last week.
Or you also blew the Washington State game. Where
I wasn't trying to bring that up. The Apple Cup is going to get John very upset.
Sorry about that, John. My bad.
Yeah, well, I'm glad the Apple Cup is over. I like seeing UW play Oregon at the end of the year. What are your guys' thoughts on the merger? I like it so far, and I'm going to be rooting for Sparty tonight. Have a good weekend.
John, appreciate you, man. Look, I'm a traditionalist. I no disrespect to your alma mater. I don't need him in my conference. Plus, you kick our ass every time we play you, and frankly, I don't ever need to see you again.
Yeah, I mean,
touchdown, Penix.
I think it's gonna take some time, just like when Penn State and Nebraska first got here. It was like, okay, this is weird. This is not right. But over time, you just accepted it and said, okay, it's Penn State. Hey, it's the Land Grant Trophy.
No. Ugliest trophy in the history of sports.
It ain't even a trophy.
So bad.
Somebody just found that in the back and said, you know what? put a Spartan head and a panther on it. There you go. There's your trophy. Land Grants. Shout out Land Grant.
So bad. It's got like a plastic Nittany Lion on it. It's so bad.
Brother,
Kenny, have you ever seen it? That's bad.
It's basically the trophy you get for going on a forced blind date. There you go. Because they tried to make that a rivalry. Well, it's Penn State and Michigan State. So you're going to play on the final game of the season for this trophy. It's like, we didn't ask for
this. It's the arranged marriage of trophies.
Yeah, we didn't ask for this rivalry. Like this, a rivalry means there's some hate there. It was born naturally. Not, you two are going to be rivals. Get used to it.
He kind of said it all, David. We'll get to the calls next.
And that was before I ruined football.
It's true. At least geographically it made sense, but that's all I got.
I would have rather had Pitt.
Listen, you could still have him. You decided to take Rutgers in Maryland. I don't know what you were doing.
You know why.
Yeah, greed.
Nobody cares about the city of Pittsburgh, but you got D.C. and you got New York.
Okay. You know what?
It's how we're rich. Thank you, New York. Shout out Rutgers.
Yeah, shout out raising tuition on kids. Shout out the money vanishing.
I got nothing to do
How
with
about
that.
Hey, here's all this. Kenny, all this money state's getting, right? Stadium's still a dump.
Well, technically, they haven't received the money yet. They haven't. I mean, you wanted the facts. They haven't gotten the TV money yet.
Get a loan. Pay it back. You got how many billions in your endowment? Figure it out. Hey, let's go to MSU's football game day experience office.
If you really think about it, the money went elsewhere, Mike. It's not that hard to figure out.
Oh, really?
It kind of lost a lawsuit.
Hey, pennies. Oh, you're talking not Tuck. You're talking the other one. Yeah. Okay. You know what? What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying.
You got four billionaires who went to the school. Figure it out. Let's check in at that MSU concessions desk.
As two old people hand me my melting moments.
Yeah, they got hot dogs. Been on the roller since Perlis was coaching there.
Actually, you got to get up there, buddy.
Yeah, get those artisanal pretzels.
No, I'm just saying, you keep.
My sincere hope is that the stadium falls down naturally, and we just have to rebuild.
Why don't you come up there and then have it fall down?
Get a product worth having.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, straight to the phones. Got a lot of people want to wrap. We've got Michigan involved. We got the Tigers in the mix. If you want Lions, we did quarter poll awards with half-season predictions. Odyssey.com. Rewind. We'll get to the picks here in a few moments. Let's go to Sheldon, 97.1. Sheldon, how the hell you been? What's going on?
Man, this is the worst. This is the worst feeling ever to call and listen to you and Rico be professional, smart, and not even hating and honest about Michigan. This is killing me. I defended Dwight Howard. Not Dwight Howard, but Juwan Howard. I defended Harbaugh, and there's no way I could defend the way Michigan has been playing. I'm disappointed with the way they're playing. When I'm listening to our obnoxious Michigan fans calling up saying that we've been playing good, it's driving me crazy because we're playing horrible. And all it's going to take is one team to cut off the faucet, then all the rest of the team is going to cut off the faucet with our running game. This running game that we have, if you bring them safeties up and just start, you know, keeping your linebackers up, we're not going to be able to run because our offensive line is not great. Everything, I'm waiting on hold to talk on a radio station, and it's killing me that everything that you guys are saying is spot on. It is killing me.
It's okay.
It's killing me.
No, no, it's going to be all right. I'm just glad you called back.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
All right. So let me ask you a question. How does it play out? Right? Like where, like David was super negative preseason. I thought you were a 9-3 team. Obviously, I may have to downgrade it to 8-4, but like, how does this play out record wise in your mind?
So let me tell you this, and I think it's like I'm conceding to a Spartan, but I'm being honest, like David was being honest. 6-6, I would be happy. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like Washington, or it could be, I don't know what team it could be, that can shut these teams that we've been playing. They figured us out in the second half. It's going to be a team that's going to figure us out in the first half and make Orgy throw the ball. And if they make him throw the ball, then it's over for the rest of the game. And then the next team is going to do it. So if we end up 9-3 or 8-4, we're going to be the worst 8-3 and the worst, 8-4 and the worst 9-3 Michigan team ever. It's hard to watch. It's like the Tigers at the beginning of the season. They were hard to watch not scoring. This team is a lot better to watch. And you know I'm a Michigan fan, so maybe they're cheating with A.J. Hinton. You know, I go for cheating. I'm not mad at cheating. So I'm going looking at the Tigers, and I'm just getting my head off of Michigan because sooner or later, the water is going to get cut off. They're going to shut off the faucet, and Michigan, they might go 6-6 if they're lucky.
Wow. Well,
Sheldon, in order for them to go 6-6, you're going to have a long next 6 weeks. I got a bye week built in there, but that's the only way.
I can't go there. Not 6-6. I'm not even at 7-5 yet. Now, tomorrow night tells me a lot. If they go out there and lose the UW, and then let's just say a collection of State, Illinois, Indiana, OSU, Oregon, like losing three more of those games is very plausible.
Well, even if you just say, okay, Ohio State and Oregon, that means you're going to use, like I say, Washington, Illinois, MSU, Indiana. That means you lose three of those four games, and you're 6-6 because you'll beat Northwestern. It'll be senior day. But wow, that will be a long 6 weeks for Michigan fans if it hits that point.
Yeah, tomorrow will be kind of the, like I said, I wanted to give them the USC game. I believed that they would be okay there. They were. This will tell me a lot if you lose this game. So we'll see.
The Minnesota game, I really thought that was going to be a get right game for them. And especially when they jumped out, it was 24-3. Like, okay, you know what? Maybe their death was over-exaggerated.
Let's go to Alan, 97.1. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Well, just real quickly on Michigan, because I don't really think it's worth, my personal opinion of the time, but Edwards, they got to make Mullings the feature back with Orgy and Edwards in the backfield at the same time. You got to do something different with Edwards like they did his freshman year or something like that and just split him out. He's a good receiver. He doesn't read his blocks. If Wink Martindale calls a great game, you know, that and they can run the ball, then they can have a decent season. But otherwise, they're really very hard to watch. In terms of the Tigers, I watched the 2006 team that should have beat the Cardinals. I watched the 2013 team that should have beat the Red Sox. Very talented teams, some big bats, lots of warts, you know. How many times did they not win games or lose games because they couldn't advance a runner home from third base with less than two outs? I wouldn't say that it's hard not to like this team. I would say it's impossible not to like this Tigers team. You got 25, 26 guys making less than $20 million. I don't expect them to win. It's realistic that they're going to win. I would bet on them to win. The bullpen, it's not a given they're going to continue doing what they've done. The manager is fantastic. The pitching coach is fantastic. I hope they get it done. I'd like to see them get it done. They easily could get it done, but it's not a, I don't expect it.
Okay, that's fair. Alan, it's fair. I think it's one thing what you said, though, is like, well, you're like, well, I'll bet on them to win it. That's kind of an expectation when you're putting your money behind it. I just feel like you're going to beat the Guardians the same way I felt like the Astros. Do I think it comes to an end against the Yankees? Yes. But in here and now, in a five-game set, and over the course of a series, I feel like you've already got one in your pocket with Skubal. It just, it feels like you're going to get this one done.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I don't expect it. I think so, too. And I would love to see the Yankees. Oh, I'd love to see the Yankees. I think they could beat them if they get there. But I don't expect it.
Yeah, I'm looking at if you got Skubal, if you can go with him in game two and game five, I think that, yeah, you should feel good about yourself. Because that means you only need the pitching voodoo to win you one matchup.
I can't use BOGO in baseball, but I swear to God, if the Tigers win this first game, that series is over. If they win tomorrow, I swear to God.
I didn't want to go there.
The pressure on the pressure on the Guardians with Skubal towing the mound for game two. If you are down 0-1, oh, and you're left-handed centric, oh, good luck.
Didn't want to go there.
Bro. I know.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the same thing.
It's my bad. I'll take the blame. David, ticket text. We'll get to the picks.
Unless Michigan sees some progress in the passing game tomorrow, we will be lucky to win two more games this season.
Come on, two more games?
From Hunter and Heartland, Mike, I now have expectations for this team to go to the World Series. If they lose to Cleveland, it will be disappointing.
I'm not mad at that take. You've already shown you're good enough to be the best team in baseball over the last 45 games. Then to go into the wild card, two games on the road, button it up. Yes, it got a little scary, but whatever, you won. At this point, look, Vegas is telling you, you're basically a 50-50 shot against the Guardians. You're not an underdog. Minus 120 to even money? That's nothing. And I think you match up really well. And the weapon that you have is Skubal game two, and it is a short series. It's not a seven-game series. Yes.
And you're right. You scratch one out in game one, all the pressure is on Cleveland.
Huge. Huge. Go ahead, David, one more and I'll take care of business.
Mike Rico, last dude was the worst phone call in history. 6-6 at best. F him. He's a clown.
It felt a little negative to me.
Big weekend this weekend. Starting tonight, even though some don't like Friday night games, I do. Sorry. I like college football. MSU on the road at Oregon. Tigers, 1 o'clock at Cleveland. Michigan at Washington. No Lions on Sunday, so you can take a break. Go to the Orchard Honeydew list. Do whatever you need to do this weekend. Go listen to David slander some people at Greater Life. Couple ticket takes, David, and then we turn this thing over to Rieger, and Wojo has decided to join us.
I almost canceled my Bally subscription in July. But my five-year-old was really enjoying watching Tigers baseball, even though it wasn't great. So I kept it. Glad I did. They just gained another Tigers fan for life. This is a summer and a fall thing. He'll never forget it. Ryan in Toledo. The Land-Grant Trophy isn't a trophy. It's a piece of antique furniture.
Brother, that's a good way. It literally is like somebody's cleaning out their garage. And they said, hey, what is this? And two guys argued over it. And they, how about you just play for it? It's for a contrived rivalry. That's what got me. They just, well, you both are Land Grant school. So, hey, you're going to play each other and, you know, you'll have a rivalry game. No, there's no hate there. None. Like, in order to have a rivalry, you got to hate the other team. I don't think Penn State hates Michigan State. Michigan State doesn't hate Penn State. I don't like James Franklin.
They probably both hate the trophy, though.
Right. The mutual hate is the trophy. You keep it. No, you keep. Like, right. Loser takes the trophy home. That should be the game. Loser has to take it home. Like Notre Dame, okay, there's a little bit of a right. This is
Notre Dame, Michigan. That's it, right?
I've never understood. And no, in Indiana, the brass platoon.
Yeah, okay.
Which, okay. Once again, don't know. I guess it has meaning, but okay, sure.
I will be disappointed if the Tigers lose because the way we win is not sustainable over a full season. And I don't have confidence we will spend the money on Scoobal to keep him long term.
Wow. Not doing that. Walleye. Hey, you know what, David? Another trophy game could be Ohio State's shoe. The one they put deep up MSU's butt every time they played them.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
That like, could be shoe. A trophy game. Ohio State's shoe just removed straight from the head coach's butt. That's your trophy game.
Oh, that is so good. Oh, that is so good.
Nine straight times. David, they haven't even been close.
One day for you. One day for you.
God, 2014 was a long time ago.
I will tell you this. I think this year, it's not going to look pretty for Michigan. So. Right, but
you know how bad it is with Ohio State? State fans are actually taking joy. You don't have to play the Buckeyes again, I think, until 2027.
Oh, is that how the rotation works now?
That's the next. Like, by the time they play, Jeremiah Smith will be in the NFL. He won't be your problem.
He won't be
anymore.
Making those catches
right.
anymore.
That's how bad. That's a win that they're off your schedule for the next 2 or 3 years. Hi, guys.
Rico.
So big loud, weekend. Jeff.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Big.
Big
weekend. Am I loud? Big weekend.
Oh, we're excited, guys.
Can't be
we
too
are
big.
Excited.
Wojo's in town. If it's big weekend, Wojo's gone.
That'll be next week again.
Are you hopping a flight to Seattle?
No, I am not hopping a flight to Seattle.
Oh, please.
I'm hopping a flight to Cleveland.
Okay. Are you really?
No. You drive to Cleveland.
I know. Poor people drive.
Yeah.
It's only you 2.5 hours.
Right. You fly. Rieger, drive.
Oh, I drive. Yeah.
You
fly. I bike. Let me ask you this.
I will fly to Indianapolis.
Of the three games going on tomorrow and this weekend, what would it take for Wojo to actually go to Oregon over Michigan and Washington and Cleveland and the Tigers?
Well, I know some writers are going...
The double dip?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oregon and Washington. I don't know how you do that and squeeze in the Tigers. Now, game ones aren't as significant as, later in the series.
Yeah, Wojo's
well, you
going
can't
for
because
Scoobal.
The Tigers are, as you're driving, you're listening to it at, 9 in the morning?
Oh, out in the morning?
Yeah. It's early. Yes. So.
And
you could do the Herb Street where you start in Oregon tonight and then you fly to Cleveland and then you fly back to Seattle.
Yeah, why not? He has his own private.
And he's got that dog too, Ben.
The big old dog. But I do think people are totally into the Tigers, of course, rightly so. But I do think both of the college football games are interesting from and not necessarily in a positive way for either Michigan or Michigan State.
No, as I said today. If MSU doesn't shoot itself in the foot, because they're not good enough, they're an okay team, which means if you have to play perfect football, like they played for almost the first half against Ohio State, you give yourself a chance. You can't turn the ball over in the red zone. You can't, come up with the dumbest play ever on 4th and 1 in the red zone.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good.
You got to do the same out in Oregon and see what happens. Michigan, I feel like Drew Sharp when I say Washington.
The late great Drew
Sharp. Washington may be the best 3-2 team out there because they should be 5-0.
They probably should be 5-0.
Right.
Yeah, they may be, but I do think Michigan's hope is to knock around Will Rogers with the pass rush. And they've been able to do – they did beat USC with nothing other than knocking the crap out of their quarterback.
And getting a unbelievable, iconic run.
67-yard run or whatever.
Will they just do, with USC, we're not going to throw the Will Johnson side. We're going to throw everybody else. And it's what USC and Minnesota did in the second half, not the first half. You're not going to pass the ball. We're not going to respect you passing the ball.
Underrated element could be Will Johnson should be back healthy. Josiah Stewart might be back healthy. They could be healthier than they've been. But I still think it's going to be tough. And I'm not saying Washington's great, but Michigan hasn't looked great yet either.
And watch out for Jack Tuttle, right?
Well, you never know. People keep wondering, will they throw in to change it up, throw in a passing quarterback at some point? And they may. But if they do, I do hear that Tuttle is getting a little bit more run in practice, trying to get him ready because he hasn't been healthy, shoulder thing or whatever it is.
He's been in college for 7 years.
Yeah, yes. 17.
Him and Michael Penix. Oh, wait, whatever. No, he's out of college.
So I'm not saying that's going to happen. I mean, the best thing they can do is just get Orgy to be a average passer. If they do that, they're fine. But I don't know if they can do that. We'll see.
What you guys got planned?
We're going to talk Tiger baseball.
Tiger baseball.
Okay.
Eat them up, Tigers.
Yeah.
That. Big series.
4 hours or is it a hockey game?
45 minutes, unfortunately. It would have been great.
Why'd you even show up?
Because I had
up for something else.
No. I had other stuff to do, but Rieger, I thought, was going to be down at the arena, and I thought I could swoop in here and miss him. But no,
I asked him. I'm like, hey, dude, you haven't been on. You want to do a show?
No, I want to be on.
Wojo offered me one show that he wasn't scheduled to do. I was hoping it was going to be a four-hour show. Instead, it's a 45-minute show.
All I know is Stoney stayed the whole time.
Yeah. Me and Stoney worked on Tuesday. It was fun. You called
I called in. I enjoyed that. That was fun.
It was Stoney, Wojo, and Rieger. It was really fun.
But you just host him with everybody.
That's right.
You need your own show.
I'm like Zach McKinstry.
He gets
I do it all, baby.
He gets passed around like I won't say.
All right.
Wow. A little too late in the week.
Rieger, Wojo and Rieger up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.